855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
We are indeed live, and you can indeed call us at 855-450-3733. Another thing you can do is freetalklive.com is a completely interactive website. You can load, I guess it's linked to stories and blog posts and videos and anything that you consider to be important or funny or whatever it is you want to share. FreeTalkLive.com makes it possible, and I can tell you, lots more eyes are going to see that in some kind of Facebook post you put up. So it's FreeTalkLive.com, and you know, submit show prep there. 855-450-3733. Stephanie, we were going through the list of the freest countries in the world?
Well, according to the Heritage Foundation and the Wall Street Journal,
free.
Which, as far as I know, are both U.S.-based organizations. Mm-hmm. So,
well, if it was Columbia-centric, is that what they call somebody who might be biased towards the United States? They're not doing very well. I mean, the United States came out number 10 on the list.
Right, but is it even worse than that?
I suppose. I don't know.
Just putting, they want it to be in the top 10 so bad.
I think that, some countries you can live more freely simply because their governments are more inefficient. If you, say, live in outlying areas or something like that. Afghanistan might be a pretty good example of, the extreme of this is,
Maybe if you're a man.
There's a president of Afghanistan. I'm only trying to, let me get through my example.
Sure, sure.
There's a president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, that fella. They don't have any control outside of Kabul. It's just a guy saying, I'm the president. It's like me saying, I'm the president. Follow me.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know a whole ton about what life would be like in Afghanistan. Maybe one of our listeners can call in and enlighten us, but... Yeah.
I'm just saying that you can have some freedom in some other countries that may have restrictive laws, but they don't get enforced
thoroughly. So, but I certainly don't think that social... mores and attitudes and cultural things are irrelevant.
I don't think they are.
They definitely have a huge impact. I would say even more of an impact on most people's lives than business does.
To quantify, these kind of freedoms. What about a country where women are less likely to work in a workplace? It doesn't mean that they're not able to, but it does mean likely that it'll be difficult for them to get the good jobs because... The expectation is that they won't be working, so they'll probably be sort of like it was here in the 60s or in the 40s, where women had a difficult time working outside the house.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to measure something like that, you could probably look at labor statistics and measure the average pay for men versus women for similar jobs.
But then someone would make the counter-argument here in the United States, women have to work that don't want to work outside the home because they have to make ends meet, and then kids are raised by other people and in the same way. So you've got this opposite end of freedom. I mean, there's lots of women that don't want to work outside the home, but they have to because they have to support and help with their families.
Sure, and a lot of that has to do with taxes, I think.
I would concur.
I think that if you can find a way to measure corruption objectively, like they do on this index, you could probably find
done well. You'll never know it exists.
Well, right. So how are you supposed to measure that objectively?
Why this is the best ranking of
rule
places.
Of law. Like, what does that mean? I mean,
how fairly things are instituted.
Yeah. How do you measure that objective? I mean, there is. I don't doubt that there is a certain amount of arbitrariness.
They pay a lot of scholars a lot of money to come up with these lists. I can assure you, they are not perfect, but. They're probably all we got.
But, there are other organizations that put out other ranking lists that have a little bit more to do with social freedoms or mm-hmm. personal freedoms, I guess you could say. And I think they tend to be more focused on, what are the best places to live for people who aren't religious or, other things like that. Like, maybe they're a little more specific in their focus than just economic freedom, which is pretty broad,
mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I
think you need to look at a lot of these lists before you would come up with information like that. But I think that to some extent, these lists are going to be so broad, focus on so many places, that you're never going to get any good enough information. I mean, there's 220 countries out there. If everybody names a different country and says this is the best one, then where are you at?
Well, and it also depends on, like we said before, Mark, it really depends on what you value and what your personal idea of freedom is. You know, like, do you want freedom because you want to... you like smoke pot all day? Do you want freedom because you want to smoke a Because you want to start a business? Do you want freedom because you want to marry a same-sex partner? Do you want freedom? I mean, there are all different kinds of reasons why people. I mean, there are all different kinds of conceptions people have of freedom. And
so, for me, it's taxes. I mean, I'm a big. I really hate paying property tax and income tax and all these taxes, because to me it feels like at the very least with sales tax I know what I'm getting into, you know. If I gotta buy this, I can figure out how much I'm gonna pay off the top. But income tax, really, you want to tax people for being successful? You want to penalize success?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do with property taxes. I find those to be the worst, the very worst, because you can't even unplug. You can't get off the grid from these people.
Yeah.
I can't produce my own food, my own power, and do all that other stuff without the government coming in and demanding their essentially quit rent, which is a holdover from the feudal days.
Serfdom, yeah.
It's essentially the lord owned all the land in a given geographic area that he was able to kill and threaten to get, and in that geographic area he got money from anybody or food, you know, and a lot of the serfs paid in crops.
Right.
Essentially sharecroppers. They were tied to the land as the terminology for it. And that's essentially what you are if you're a property owner. If you live on the land, you're a serf. And you may not be a serf to a lord, but you're a serf to your city council or your selectman or the town meeting or whatever body claims to own all that land in that area. If you think you own your property, just go ahead and try not to pay your annual or semi-annual rent to these people. I know you don't call it rent. I know they call it property taxes, but what's the difference? It's money you pay to live on land.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons that I've have gotten excited about the Erickson Council, because it offers that relatively quickly, that kind of freedom. Now, I think that the Free State Project, once we're able to overturn the Claremont decision here in New Hampshire, that you'll see a plummeting of property taxes, because the Claremont decision basically said...
Yeah, please give some background on that.
The Claremont decision said that essentially you're obligated, that people of the state are obligated to educate the kids of the state. Now, I'm all for education.
Haven't they been trying to overturn that for like 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and it hasn't happened yet.
Well, the Free State Project is relatively incipient. It's a liberty in your lifetime. They didn't claim anything but liberty in your lifetime, Stephanie.
I see.
You're young. So, they got plenty of time.
You know, everybody says I'm young, but I'm not that young. I'm the perfect age to have both wisdom and youthful exuberance.
Well, apparently young means something to you other than what it means to me. I'm only saying that you're young.
Okay.
Not that you're dumb.
Thank you.
I don't think young people are necessarily dumb. I think you learn some things as you get a little older, but I think you forget things as you get older too.
Yeah, so that's true.
I think that people that don't listen, I mean, you got to listen to everybody. People often want to dismiss the young if they are saying something that they disagree with. Oh, well, you'll figure it out when you get, well, you know, when I get older, you'll be dead and I won't be able to convince you.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so the America has slid from number 9 in 2011 to 10th place today and for 2012. And indeed, this is the fourth consecutive year. I'm reading from the article, by the way. This is the fourth consecutive year in which the U.S. fell a notch. Out of a perfect score of 100, America declined to 76.3. Denmark, number 11, scored 76.2. So America was really not much better than Denmark, who I think it was Denmark who recently instituted a tax on foods that had saturated fat, over 2% saturated fat or something.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is what we're dealing with. And
yeah, the taxes in by no means the United States are low on a worldwide scale. People will say, well, all those countries have, you know, all these social welfare programs and socialized medicine and this, that, and the other. And that's a true statement. It absolutely is true. The United States is the world's policeman. So I am obligated to pay for all these military people that essentially keep the sea lanes clear. I mean, what's the United States doing in the Gulf of Tonkin right now?
Oh, sure,
It's a bay.
I don't like to think of myself as obligated to pay for that, but the government certainly thinks
The government certainly thinks you are. And if you have a job, they're going to come after you if you act like you're not obligated to pay.
So now America, instead of being in the free category, is in the mostly free runner-up category.
Am I obligated to pay for the world's policeman? I mean, if I am, tell me why.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-463. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-453. Do you not have enough time to read books anymore? Audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got categories like business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, and everything else. Everything a bookstore might have, they've got at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the site you go to get a free audiobook from Free Talk Live and Audible. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and have and Audible makes it easy for me to download them. And if I can do it, you can do it. Trust me. audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and you can go there and look at the, they've got more than 100,000 titles to choose from, and you can get any of them free. audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. Stephanie, let's go to the phones. Stephanie, let's go to the phones.
Sure.
It's like one word.
Definitely Stephanie.
So Cindy in South Beach, Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful to talk on the radio because I've been a libertarian for over 20 years. And a friend of mine turned me on to Murray Rothbard in 1988. I've been a Libertarian Party convention. I was from Maryland in 1992. That's when libertarians were had a radical platform. Now, you guys, the other night you guys talked about the idea, the philosophical basis of libertarianism, I believe. Like, I'm a little upset because you guys didn't say what I thought was cool to say. Basically, that libertarian, the first libertarian, according to Murray Rothbard, was Lao Tzu.
Didn't Lao Tzu say something like, something to the effect of, like, the more laws there are, the more criminals are created?
Lao Tzu was a, they say it's a reaction to Confucianism, to say that we're reactionaries when in the light shines in darkness. When the times are bad, libertarians grow. We sit and wait. That's what we do because we're so small. We have to be patient people, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for us, you know?
Well, it seems like there's a big surge on right now. I mean, the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012 have been tremendous for growing the ranks of people, at the very least, people who understand some of the ideas of liberty.
Exactly. But one thing is, what we could say is when we grow, we got to watch out. We don't want to get co-opted. That's important to talk about a fundamental principle over and over. We do have a principle. We have a very important principle. And we could also talk about maybe, that's Buddhism, hello, you know? We're in line with Buddhism, we're in line with Christianity, we're in line with, actually, Dean Ahmad, who was a chairman back then in the 1990s from Maryland. I'm proud to say a Libertarian Party chairman was Dean Ahmad, a Muslim man. This is a terrible time we're living when people can't be proud. Okay, we can't be proud. I'm a proud Christian. I'm a proud atheist. I'm a proud libertarian. I'm a proud Muslim. Can't we just all be proud and be happy? You know, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not sure what you're asking here.
My theme is blessed are the peacemakers. Libertarianism unites everyone, left and right. You know?
Yeah, I think that to some extent.
But to be able to talk on the radio, I had a libertarian study group in my house in Maryland in the 1990s. It was basically men in the group. One libertarian Christian.
Cindy, it's nice to hear from you.
What about this? What about that?
Yeah, it's always the roads.
Now,
the roads is the first thing.
We centered on the idea. I don't want to ramble. I just want to tell you what we talked about.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and welcome. And it's always nice to meet other people who are liberty minded.
Indeed, and I think that you know getting together with folks like minded does help to flesh out the ideas. Everybody's got to have their questions answered, and I don't think anybody is in the liberty movement that hasn't asked themselves, what about the roads? How are roads going to be taken care of in a society where it's free? The same way other businesses are taken care of, the same way other goods and services are delivered to people. Roads really aren't any different.
Yeah, Mark, it's interesting that Cindy started off, talking about a conversation that took place on Free Talk Live earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
and I did actually kind of have that in my show prep to bring up with you. Maybe we could touch on that briefly.
What's that?
Cindy was saying something about the philosophical basis of libertarianism. And this week, a bunch of people called in about objectivism and how it relates to libertarianism and what are the differences between objectivism and libertarianism. And I think that I had some stuff that I wanted to add because I think Ian wasn't too familiar. And
okay, what do you got to add?
Both weren't too familiar. So objectivism is a pretty specific philosophy. I mean, it's not liberty, but it's like a way of like living on Earth, I guess, is how Ayn Rand would have probably described it. And you know, there's some kind of tenets, like rational self-interest is one that's really important that I don't think was maybe touched upon this week on Free Talk Live. And so you know, then there's also like the idea that there is a reality that exists independently of consciousness, like whether or not we exist, reality exists, right? And
you know, this is one of the things that I like about objectivism is that look, you know, you can sit and debate all day about what if the sky were chartreuse, would we still call chartreuse blue or something like that? I mean, these sort of ethereal conversations, but they don't help you in the operating in real life. Whereas objectivism is, you know, like we know what's going to happen when A is done, that B is going to result, and I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree that you can know some things for sure and that there is a objective reality that doesn't care, you know, it doesn't matter what I think about it. It exists and it is a certain way, right?
Sure.
And so
you can always blame it on God, though.
I would not do that.
Yeah. Demons. Demons are doing it.
I would not do that either.
You sick? It's demons.
Right. But, you know, I think some of the difference between objectivism and libertarianism comes in that idea of rational self-interest. Like, I think that there are some libertarians who will say things like, well, you know, people should not be, drug use, for instance, should not be criminalized. So therefore, drugs are good. Or people, you know, it's no problem to use drugs. But maybe
because it's not criminalized doesn't mean it's necessarily a good thing to do.
Well,
I think
sure.
There could be arguments made for certain drugs as, quote unquote, recreational or spiritually expanding. I think that people can make arguments for, you know, LSD, marijuana, or, you know, say MDMA or something like this because they believe it's in some way expanding for their mind. We were just talking about Steve Jobs earlier on the show, and he credited certain psychotropic drugs.
Sure.
You know.
Well, I think the point I was trying to make was that maybe for a libertarian, the question would be, the idea would be, it shouldn't be prohibited. But for an objectivist, it would be, is this in my best rational self-interest?
I see.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about what you want. Free Talk Live.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012... resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the things happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, inflation. That's just to name a few of them. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. There's freeze-dried meat in these. Many of them are vegetarian meals if you're looking at their competitors and things like that. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to have a little meat in my meal when I'm, sitting there in the bunker.
Definitely.
All I got left is some cold water to make my wise food right in the metal Mylar pouch. You don't even need a pot to do it. They carry a 25-year shelf life, so these would be your kids using them, frankly. You visit wisefoodstorage.com today. Before you buy, get a free entree sample. Use coupon code FTL. For a limited time, that same coupon code will also get you no-cost shipping on any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. Promo code's FTL, and you'll get the free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones you love. wisefoodstorage.com. Stephanie, I've got a story, and you know, one of the things about freedom is if you want freedom for yourself,
you have to give it to others. There's that famous
Reverend
Martin Niemöller poem from Nazi Germany where, you know, first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing.
Yeah.
Then they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. And when they finally came for me, there was no one left to stand up for me.
Yeah.
And it, it, you know, speaks to how if we just stand by and allow injustice to prevail, that injustice will prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's not you doesn't mean it's okay. And an interesting law has gone through, been proposed in Tennessee. And, you know, in Free Talk Live, we generally talk about laws that have been passed, but sometimes when you talk about something that's been passed, it's too late.
Yeah.
Right. And I think this one's worth talking about now. There's, this is from... It's off a blog, but John Cole from the Tennessee Equity Project is talking about this. This is the Police the Potty Bill. And
it already sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Tennessee, there's someplace I don't want cops in the bathroom.
Trans men and women around the world, transgendered, I guess, transsexual, trans whatever. You know, I know these terms mean different things for different folks. I can't say I'm completely up to date. I've had them explained to me. But, you know, I don't want to take any chances.
Well, I'll take a crack at it. Transgendered, you don't feel like you don't identify as the sex that you were born in. Your gender or your idea of yourself doesn't match your biological sex.
Mm-hmm.
Transsexual, someone who has undergone a surgery to, like, sexual reassignment surgery.
So what are the guys that do the torch song singing and just dress up like women?
Transvestites, but that could be a derogatory term.
Okay.
Yeah, so, or maybe they would be called cross-dressers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, we were talking about a situation with a young boy in Colorado who wanted to join a Girl Scout group. And
I heard the show.
I should say young girl because Bobby is the child in question's name, the seven-year-old questions and child in question's name. And Bobby believes that he's that she's a girl, but was born in the body of a male.
Mm-hmm.
And this can be very difficult. You know, to me, I don't understand.
Gosh, yeah.
I don't understand. This is not the world I live in. But I have a friend who this is something that she is dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to sit out here from the outside and say, well, you just live with it. I don't know what it's like. I mean, I would not propose to know. It's not my business. If that's what you want to do, I can't say that I've never been around a transgendered person and been uncomfortable. I certainly have. I certainly have. But I think that that's more my problem than theirs. I mean, their life's tough enough.
Absolutely.
I don't need to go dumping my baggage in on them.
Well, and the reason why their life is tough is because they get a lot of hatred and a lot of teasing and tormenting. And actually, transgender people encounter the most violence, I think, out of every group.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people are very confronted by transgendered folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
As if they're trying to trick them or something.
Well, yeah, some people perceive it as a threat
to
their...
I'll bet it's been done. I'll absolutely bet it's been done. Now, there's that song Lola, talking about, you know, boys will be girls will be boys, that, whatever. And I'm sure that some guys have been tricked by transgendered individuals and, you know... whatever, it is what it is. You need to be careful with whom you go home. This bill,
sure. But you know, Mark, I mean, even if we are completely, if the people who are listening to this are completely straight and completely their gender matches their sex, and maybe they're heterosexuals, they can't really relate to this or think they can't relate. Think about this. Have you ever been in a situation where you just were different than everybody else? Like, you were just different than everyone was telling you were supposed to be? Maybe it's liking liberty. You know, maybe it's questioning religion. Maybe it's something like that. I think that if you have been in a situation like that where everybody else is telling you you should be one way and you feel in your heart that you are a different way, then you can relate to this.
As far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants... I mean, it's not like it's easy or fun to be to go through this transgendered process.
No, and I don't think
so.
Why would anyone choose?
People are doing it to, you know, I don't imagine people are doing it because, you know, they're doing it. I don't think they're doing it lightly.
For
I don't
fun?
Think they're
no.
doing it to go after you.
No, the consequences to this are so so gigantic. I mean, they're so huge. The costs, I mean, the risk of violence it's just so overwhelming that I don't see why anyone would ever choose to do that.
So this bill would criminalize anyone who used changing or restroom facilities that did not match the gender stated on their birth certificate.
So, oh, wow. Does that mean that everybody now has to carry around their birth certificate?
I would guess that this is aimed at people that are obvious transgendered folks. Because, haven't you ever taken those tests on the internet? Is this a man or is this a woman?
No, I have not.
I have seen these go around, click man or woman kind of thing. And, there's some pretty darn convincing transgendered, male to female transgendered out there. Really darn convincing.
Yeah.
So those aren't going to get any trouble. Whereas the ones that aren't as convincing, those are the ones that are going to have some trouble, right? Hmm. So this is like a law against, those that have a difficult time.
You know what this reminds me of? In before the 1970s, I think actually even up until the 1970s, there used to be these laws in certain places, like New York City, which were called masquerade laws, and they were essentially aimed at drag queens. And they were, it was if you had more than 3 articles of clothing on that didn't match your sex, then you would be prosecuted. And they were basically ways to shut down gay bars and persecute gay people.
Now, a lot of people...
Even though all transgender doesn't mean gay and cross-dressing doesn't
mean gay. A lot of straight people go to these torch song shows, these transgendered shows, watch RuPaul, find them entertaining.
Yeah.
Whatever.
RuPaul is a drag queen.
I went and saw Dame Edna, is that the name of the famous comedian? It's a man that dresses up as a woman.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Very famous comedian. And I went and saw that show, and it was very, very funny. Mm-hmm. A lot of gay guys in the audience. And and I don't think that this person is actually gay. I don't have any evidence of that.
Yeah.
But it was a very gay-oriented show. Lots of guys, the actor... had this song about her son, friends of Joey, who would hang out at the house, all these male friends of Joey. And it was just kind of a joke, like the mom didn't know that the son was gay. But it was just all good fun. I took a girl on a date, and it was a big show up in Tampa.
Well, queer-friendly comedy can be a way to normalize it, right?
855-450-3733. Do you think this is a good way to handle this issue? Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. If you're calling right now, we might be able to squeeze you in. It's the last segment of the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. And, you know, Stephanie, before we go on with the article you've got there, I want to tell people real quick about shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get the links to Amazon for several different countries, and when you go through those links and make your purchases, you'll get the same great prices, the same great services on all the Amazon products. There's, you know, the dozens of categories that they have there at Amazon, and the hundreds of thousands, if not million products. I don't know, just a ton of products they've got at Amazon. And Free Talk Live will get a cut. Your prices don't go up. Doesn't cost you anything. Just an extra click. Shop.freetalklive.com. Helps Free Talk Live, and, you know, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. So, Mark, a little bit of a silly story, which may not become so silly if it actually becomes a law, but a little bit of a silly thing to end off the show. This is from USA Today, and guess what they're doing in Louisiana in their state legislature?
One could never say. Louisiana really is a strange, odd state.
Well, I don't know. You could say that about any place.
Their laws tend to be different than a lot of the states. I mean, you know, I've heard from a legal standpoint that sort of they've got this, you know, it's, the rest of the United States is English common law, whereas Louisiana was French. So, you know, there's strange ways of doing it.
They used to have the drinking age of 18. I think they were the last holdout.
Oh, were they? Interesting.
Or there was like some jurisdiction, like a county within Louisiana, that had a drinking age of 18 when the rest of it had 21. And it was because, of course, the drinking ages were raised to 21 from 18 because the states got offered, you know, federal highway funds. And if they accepted that, one of the strings attached was they have to raise the drinking age. But anyway,
the federal government knows best what age every single male and female between the ages of 18 and 21 should start drinking at. They know. One size fits all.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, if you go, you know, people that live near the border of Canada, just go across the border, they can drink.
Or what's to stop them from getting alcohol, I mean, illegally, right?
As if everybody within the sound of my voice.
They write it down on a piece of paper, and then nobody's drinking anything.
Everybody within the sound of my voice didn't have alcohol under the age of 21. I mean, you know, 99.9%. All this does is separate
you know, families from their this important teaching experience with their kids. You know, families should be able to serve their kids beer and wine with meals so that they understand what this important aspect of life is. Alcohol is an important aspect of life. Most people do it. You can't claim it's anything else. And so do you want pimply-faced 16-year-olds teaching your kid how to drink, or do you want it to be you?
Yeah, or do you want drinking to be something that's taboo and forbidden fruit and mysterious and interesting, or do you want it to be something that's commonplace and kind of not that big of a deal?
Be careful with this. It gives you a headache.
Yeah, right. So, okay, I asked you to guess what they were doing in Louisiana, and I'm going to give you a clue now.
Okay.
Do you remember a few years ago there was a big uproar because in certain places, like it was a lot in the South, like Virginia and Georgia, other places too, including Louisiana, there were a lot of old legislators that had a problem with people pulling their boxers up out of their pants, saggy pants bands.
Can't see your underwear out of your pants, yeah.
Yeah, so Louisiana has one of these, or at least the city does, I guess, a city ordinance. And now they're trying to basically expand that to banning pajamas, people wearing pajama pants in public.
I see. I do see people wearing pajama pants, young people wearing pajama pants in public. And, you know, it doesn't look like you're exactly put together there, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, would you want to throw someone in jail for that?
I
mean,
no.
It may be slightly tacky, or maybe even not. I mean, have you seen nurses go in scrubs to the grocery store?
Right, sure. I mean, you see it all the time. What's really the difference between scrubs and pajamas?
Yeah, there's not much of a difference. Or people going to the grocery store dressed in gym clothes. They're coming from a workout or a sports game or something.
Sure.
Those are similar to pajama pants. So, anyway.
I've gone in wearing my Aikido outfit to different restaurants and stuff like that. You know, is it appropriate dress? Not really, but that's what I'm wearing right now. So, whatever. I've also gone in my fireman gear, my turnout gear. You know, I've had it on, whatever.
Yeah.
I've got my stuff. I'm hungry. I want to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's not as if the first thing on your mind is you're losing so much sleep over what these state bureaucrats think of your clothing, you know. This just really smacks of fashion police to me, so I'm going to read a little bit of this article. Commissioner Michael Williams doesn't care to see people in their PJs, at least not at a shopping center, restaurant, or anywhere else in public. Williams said after seeing a group of young men at a local Walmart wearing pajama pants that revealed one young man's private parts, he decided
private
to...
Private parts?
Now...
What private parts did it reveal?
I wonder about that.
I've seen young people wearing pants so low that shows their butt crack, and I really don't like that. I mean, I've got to say, I don't like it. I think it's tacky. But I'm not going to throw anybody in jail for it. I just don't know.
What about when an attractive woman has, like, low-cut jeans and a tattoo in her backside?
What do they call that? A trans
thong that's coming out of the jeans?
I think that that it doesn't, you know, showing one's anal cleft over the top of one's pants just isn't a good thing. I'm not going to say I don't look when it comes to attractive young women, but I'm not. It's not the best look, right?
Yeah, I mean, some people just. They've lost weight recently, their pants aren't fitting well, or they maybe have narrow hips and they pants don't stay up very well on them.
They may not
be doing it intentionally.
They may not, but I wouldn't dismiss the fact that some people do it intentionally. I personally don't like it, but I'm not going to do anything about it. If that's how you want to go out in public, it's fine by me. Now, don't expect me to like it. Don't expect me to necessarily want to do business with me. Don't expect me to think the best things about you. Mm-hmm. Because people judge and assess constantly. Their minds are constantly judging and assessing the people they see. And if you're running around with your pants halfway down your butt, they're going to judge and assess that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
true for haircuts and all kinds of things.
Sure.
You don't have to like it. It's just true.
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about those things, and it doesn't bother me really what other people look like. I like to look a certain way myself, and I try to make sure that I'm mostly covered up when I go out, but, you know, it doesn't really bother me if somebody else has saggy pants or is wearing pajama pants to Walmart or whatever, you know. I really don't know what they're referring to when they say that the private parts were showing.
I'm not sure what they're saying either. I mean, if it's...
Yeah. But I mean, go to a South American country where there are a lot of these styles of pants that are kind of like maybe linen, and they're kind of thin. Sometimes people wear white ones. You can see some stuff through those.
Interesting.
You know, especially on men.
Apparently, you're more well traveled than I am. I haven't seen this.
or I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of instances of revealing clothing.
Yeah.
And whatever. You know, if it bothers you to look at it so much, just don't look. I mean, really, are you going to let yourself be consumed by what other people are wearing to the point where you want to pass a law about it to use the government to hurt them if they don't wear what's appropriate to you? I mean, it's
it seems rather pushy, yeah.
It just seems like they have way too much time on their hands and are willing to use force in very inappropriate places, you know?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
And a lot of businesses, you know, I wonder what Walmart has to say about it, because a lot of businesses... Well, now, okay, maybe not Walmart in particular, because I've seen the People of Walmart blog, and there's some revealing things on there. But some businesses have rules about if you have no shirt and no shoes, then you won't get service, right?
Sure.
So some places where you go do have dress codes. Some restaurants won't seat you unless you are dressed to a certain level. You know, there are all kinds of
sure. Some restaurants want you to have a jacket or, you know, that a shirt that a collared shirt and things like that.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean... I could see instances in which places, like private businesses, would maybe try to regulate what people wear, but to pass a law that you can't be seen in public, to pass a law that affects these areas, like shopping centers, restaurants, or other public places, just really overkill, nanny statism, it's not good news to me. Here's what this legislator said. Pajamas are designed to be worn in the bedroom at night. If you can't wear pajamas at the boardwalk or courthouse, why are you going to do it in a restaurant or in public? Today it's pajamas, tomorrow it's underwear.
That's
where
right.
does it stop?
Pasties and tea bags.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a hyperbole. You know, I'm thinking about these chef pants. Have you ever seen the chef pants? Those things are really darn close
Remind
to pajamas.
Me what they are?
They're pants that chefs wear, and they're just darn close to pajamas.
Just kind of loose-fitting.
Loose-fitting pants. Maybe they're a little thicker in material mm-hmm. than a lot of pajamas are, but, you know, same sort of stuff. Real quick, breaking news. Apparently, GOP hopeful John Huntsman plans to drop out of presidential race and endorse Romney. This is from the dailymail.co.uk. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman said Sunday night that he's dropping, that's tonight, dropping out of the presidential race and will endorse fellow candidate Mitt Romney. So,
all right, bye-bye. See ya.
Let's go. They're going down. Another one down. All right, thanks for listening to Free Talk Live. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com, where you can upload stories and read other folks' stuff. It's freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
Thanks very much.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.